England the second. And it's the ex-Chelsea man. He can win it here. He probably has done. Liam Johnson with a superb solo surge. And Liverpool regain the lead in the 87th minute. There's still time for Chelsea, but not much of it.
Right, so good night, everyone, and welcome to episode 8 of the FPL Vibes podcast. As
good
always,
night.
I'm joined in the studio by Two Cents, and tonight our special guest from the forum is Best Brand. What vibes, Best Brand?
Hi, cool man. Good night, good night.
All right, and Two Cents, what vibes?
I'm cool. Good night, good night.
All right, cool. So, I mean, we can start with Best Brand. I mean, thanks for blessing us up here on the podcast, you know. I mean, I know you're a big Arsenal fan, so I know you're in your glee these days.
My pleasure, man.
Alright, so how things looking on the fantasy front of your side?
Started slow, boy. Started pretty slow. But of late, picking up past four or five game weeks. Been looking up, moving up, only green arrows. So, can't complain.
Cool. And what about you, Two Cents? How things looking on your side?
Not just my side, your side. We make first page. I think we need to, you know,
finally. Finally, we had a toast first page on the Andrew Samuel. I mean, position 50, yeah, so I just hang in to the edge of the page, yeah, but I will take that.
Well, I am number 48, brethren, but we're there. upwards.
Because that extra click for page 2 is not a good look at all, boy. So, I mean, this weekend, I actually bust the wild card. You know, I end up saying, I couldn't take no more hits, boy. I had to bust the card and I got a small boost, you know. So I'm hoping it's upward from there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good week for me. I was just, the only problem I had this week, I was nervous all day Monday, hoping Bale, Adebayo, Van der Vaart didn't do anything. And, well, two of the three performed, so I was nervous like hell Monday.
Yeah, cool. Laya, Adebayo, and I've been minding that man like a playway mark for the last few weeks, Dredd. So I just glad the man finally come good, you know.
Congrats.
How did the week handle you, by Best Brand?
Decent, man. This week make a decent 71 there. I took a hit though. I made two changes.
Cool.
So yeah, no, but it worked out for me.
You use your wild card already, Best Brand?
Yeah, I win my wild card early, as I normally do.
Oh, okay.
I win my wild card pretty early.
Yeah, I was holding on to mine, but I couldn't leak anymore. And I was kind of hoping when I busted, like with the international break, I say, you know, they never know injuries, man, like Van Persie, Van der Vaart. If that happened, I was kind of gambling to catch men off guard, you know?
I was about to say, if your Best Brand could tell us, you know, any little strategies and stuff we use up to pick a team.
Well, building on that, what we just mentioned there before, I tend to, with regards to the wild card, I tend to burn it pretty early. Matter of fact, a couple of years, you pill out there, give me some talk for it. But I tend to burn it pretty early. My philosophy with that is that sometimes you might set up a side. You have your own, you know, concept, your whatever thoughts you have in your head from before the season. And then the trend of the season started to go a different way. And it too far out from what your side is. You use the wild card there to correct that. And then you're more in sync. Somehow every year I end up in that situation, so I tend to burn it early.
Wow. Guys, I know that is totally opposite to you, Two Cents, because you normally have yours going all the, like last year you had it all the way in May, right?
Yeah, I had mine up to like week 34, 35 around there, some. And I plan to do the same again. I plan to use the January one. Well, unless my team slide down the table, I plan to use the one in January and save the other one to like March, April around there.
Good patience, man.
Yeah. That's the key. I play a lot of poker these days, so I learn in patience.
I find you are a patient player, boy. I always watch your side. You just set up and you just little small tweak. small tweak in between.
This year it might change a little bit because usually I start a whole lot, but I usually like you said, you use your wildcard early to fix any problems in your team. I usually, my main strength is usually picking a good team at the start. This year that didn't happen. So I mean, I was on the third page. I'm now heading back up. My goal is top 10. So if I see top 10 not coming up, I'm gonna use the wildcard sooner than I plan to.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. And I mean, this is the first episode coming out of the international break, and then, you know, coming up this week we have Champions League coming up. What Brest Brand, in terms of, like, you know, watching fixtures and thing with the how you find like the breakers be, and the Europe games be affecting teams? You seen anything like that?
Well, the issue really with, especially with the Champions League, well, I can't restrict it to the Champions League sides. You had to put the Europa sides in there, is that the rotation is a problem. Especially sides with deep squads like Man City.
Yeah.
They tend to rotate a lot, and that affects our decision making on the weekend. And even favorite last year, Stoke, last year, solid defensive side, and you know, a defender, or sometimes two. Always a worthwhile investment, but that getting turned upside down this year because they in Europe they playing on a Tuesday, and then what happening on a Sunday when they play, or on a Monday, is they kind of hungover.
Yeah.
So, you know, form not too good.
For real. So looking back at the last week, there are 2 cents.
Yeah.
What if it was the highlights from the weekend, man? Just come out and say it, no, man. Come out and say it. I know you're holding it. Come out and say it, no.
I wouldn't say it yet. The highlights to me, I mean, just the unexpected performances mostly. Like the Wigan Blackburn game was big.
Yeah.
The QPR performance was big. You know, something surprised me. I mean, I wasn't, to be honest with you, way expecting what I said, and Chelsea losing actually wasn't a big surprise, you know what I'm saying? No. I really, that's not even a shot I'm taking at it. Chelsea, they're not keeping clean sheets, so number one, I expected Liverpool to score at least one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was expected. The only thing shocked me in that game was the fact that Dalglish start Maxi, start Bellamy. That was a big surprise to me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To say that Chelsea lose, that was not a big shock to me, but I definitely want to get your view on Chelsea right now, not even from a fantasy perspective, just in general, in terms of the coach, the transfers, how the team looking.
Well, in general, the thing right now, and which I think I mentioned before with Chelsea, is that for one, they do have continuity in certain positions on that side. No matter what side it is, you need to have certain things locked. You see, your two center backs, your central midfielders, your forwards, them is positions that you had to know who's starting. If you look at the top teams right now, City, Man U, Arsenal, you have no questions like in Chelsea where if it's Drogba today, if it's Torres tomorrow, if it's Luis today, if it's Ivanovic tomorrow. And I think that is one part of it. The other part of it, the second part of it is that I think the coach kind of play a system and with that high line, but I think the players having problems adapting it because it's not necessarily the right players for the system, and it would take time. And then, you know, I hear the little side in the head, the little grumbles about, you know, the senior players not happy with the system and some players this and that, and it's a kind of worrying thing right now, you know?
For the short term and the long term, then where you expecting, especially for like this season here, what you think is Chelsea, what is the best you think Chelsea could do for the season?
If they could, you see, they had right now is a little kind of teething problems, right? But if they catch a little run and they peak and they get to learn the system and peak at the right time, I mean, I could be honest and say winning the league right now, the odds are against that. But I think the goal, Champions League places for sure, should be on the cards, you know?
Yeah.
I have a slightly different view there.
So what's your view with that, Best Brand?
I I first of all, that tactic Toussaint was talking about there with Bellamy and Maxi, not too surprising to me. I mean, I like the tactical side of the game, and not too surprising to me because Chelsea really a pretty slow side. They're pretty slow in defense. Even Mikel in the defensive mid is slow. So teams, what they're doing now is they're setting up to capitalize on that, in addition to that high line that Omar talking about. So as Arsenal show with Jovinho and Walcott tearing on the sides, they're very vulnerable. And more or less, to me, Dalglish looked at that tape of the Arsenal game and put on two speedsters on the sides. And he had the two speedsters, Bellamy and Maxi. And it paid off.
You think is from my view, and I watch a lot of Chelsea games, I think I don't know a lot about Villas Boas from before, like when he was at Porto. But from the reports I read, I think that people saying that he's trying to use this style that he used at Porto, playing a high line with the defenders.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
True.
And he don't have the defenders to play that style at Chelsea. I mean, like, John Terry shouldn't be playing high up the field and pressing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that leave a lot of room at the back. If you remember the goal Van Persie scored, was a simple ball through Terry slip goal. You know what I'm saying? I think he trying to, not to use the cliche, but the whole square pegs and wrong holes vibe. Like, I think he need to not just try to put those players into his system. Somehow he had to adapt to the players as well, because it will take time for him, you know, a couple transfer windows for him to buy the players to fit that system then.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. I mean, you had to be flexible too. I mean, you'd have like some teams you could do it, you could try it, maybe in the middle of the game, you know, sit back deeper a little bit. Against teams like, you know, the bigger teams, you could play a little deep. Actually, that Liverpool game, well, I only kind of really catch piece of the first half and the second half, and they didn't look like they were playing too high up in that game. It actually looked like they were playing kind of deep, but it looked just, everything just looked real flat and real, you know.
Yeah.
Real, you know, nothing. It didn't look crisp at all. It didn't look crisp at all.
I mean, somebody criticism, I think, from especially the commentators was fair, especially in terms of David Luiz. Like, he real cavalier. I mean, yeah, he Brazilian and all that, but at the same time, to me, like a suicide bomber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes. He cannot go home.
Yeah, he just running. He just running. I mean, not even like giving people a chance to cover his position at the back, which I guess would be the role for Mikel, but he just going, like, it's not with any plan. He just taking the ball and running through the midfield. Like, I don't know why they don't play Alex back there sometimes. I mean, Alex and Terry, I find that a good partnership, which also the commentator in the game say, and I'm trying to take credit for that, but the commentator said, and he was 100% right. I mean, Terry always looked better with Alex in the back.
Yeah.
The team always looked more solid. Like, one good thing I saw in the game, I don't know if it's something they will try later on in the season, was that when they were down and they were trying to come back, and they made the sub and brought on Sturridge and put him up top, they actually pulled Mata into the midfield.
Yeah.
Instead of having Mata out wide.
On the wing.
Yeah. For a little period there, they look real good with that, but I don't know if that's something they will plan to do long term, or that was just the fact that they was down the game. But the midfield ended up being at a time Lampard, Mata, and who was the other guy in there, man?
Ramirez,
and they look real good with that three in there, and also they also have Morelos on the bench. Yeah. I think Mata could be nice in the midfield. Give me the kind of vibe with like an Iniesta and Barca, you know what I'm saying? Where you could not just you take a playmaker and put him out wide like what Arsenal used to do with Nazri, but you could also bring him in too. Yeah,
I agree with that. And then Lampard is the next one. I mean, yeah, he gained goals, but you know, his play just gained more methodical and more predictable with every game, you know. So it's like when Lampard get the ball in midfield, you know exactly what you're gonna do. Pass it to the wing, run in the box, cool it up, pass it back, you know what I mean? And Matthews give you that difference. You know, even Merrill's a little more mobile than him, so so it's just personal issues, you know.
So what you think is that Mata, like, they need to like just forget about Obi Mikel for good and go with another trip?
I can't say, because, you know, like I said, it could be a system thing where Obi Mikel just maybe not mobile enough for that system. Remember that SCN to come back just now too?
True.
So we'll see. So, I mean, just looking ahead now to the next game week, you know, I believe it's game week number, is it 12?
13.
Game 13. Week number 13. Good. You ain't far ahead and I ain't in high up yet, boy.
Nah, man. Only a two-way through.
So, looking around the games, we will start with you, best, Brian. Who you like for captain this week?
I will go with... there are a lot of good options, but I would go with Van Persie. Just for that kind of form he's showing.
Yeah. Van Persie, like he on Cristiano Ronaldo kind of form.
Yeah. I think he had his supporting cast. You know, he getting all the opportunities. Jovinho and Walcott looked like he finally learned how to cross a ball. And, you know, he getting a lot of opportunities. The team meshing. The midfield linking really well with the top three. So I have him down.
Cool. And what about you, two cents?
I mean, Chelsea need a back-on-back performance this week, so I'm looking at somebody from Chelsea and I'll probably say Lampard.
True. Well, I see my new home to Newcastle this week and I'm going to take a punt for Nani just because I saw the Champions League game today and I find he looks sharp. He looks like he's coming back into his form and he looks like the most potent thing on the side tonight, you know. So I will plug for Nani.
Well, I pray for that. He's on my team and I need those points.
And in terms of a cheap pick for the week, we'll start with 2 cents.
A cheap pick, I'll go with Walters from Stoke this week. They're playing Blackburn, who always conceding goals, so enough said. I don't need to say more than that.
They score goals too, but there's league goals same speed. And what about you, best brand?
I'm going to go with Helgerson. I actually was in a two minds this week with a transfer between him and Klasnich. I went with Klasnich.
Okay.
I say Helgerson for this week.
Cool, well. As you say, went for the man I going for this week is Bentner. I actually put him in with my wild card.
Right.
Hoping he'd do something this last week, but I mean, as the only real attacking forward option for Sunderland, and Sunderland have a nice little home game against Wigan. I'm looking for him to have a big game.
Right.
So, what teams did, in terms of teams again clean sheets for the weekend? 2 cents. Where you think you'd get clean sheet?
Man United. I mean, home to Newcastle. I mean, Newcastle have a little score and chat with somebody like Bar, but Man U, before the Champions League game with Benfica, was on a run of, I believe, like 5 clean sheets, and I think they'll get back to that. So Alex will demand a performance after the 2-2 with Benfica. So I'm looking for... and especially Vidic didn't play, so Vidic will come back in against Newcastle, and I'm looking for Man U clean sheet.
Cool, and best brand.
I am going, funny enough, I'm going to go with Arsenal. Not because I'm an Arsenal fan, but I find that they're defending a lot better. We still have the odd mishap, like Mutasaka falling down this weekend. Actually, I thought he got a bit of a shove on it there, but I find they're looking a bit more solid. Koscielny, to me, the most improved defender in the league. So I'm gonna go with them.
Cool. So all them men basically backing all their sides for clean sheets. So I should say Chelsea then.
Don't call us out on here, man.
I actually give a look at Swan.
This is expert analysis. This is not favoritism.
Punditry.
Yeah.
I'll go against the grain here, and I'll go with Swansea for a clean sheet home to Aston Villa. I mean, Aston Villa last game away to Spurs, they just looked terrible attacking wise, and Swansea when they're home, just keep the ball well and, you know, have a nice little defensive record at home. So I'll check them out for a clean sheet. So in terms of goals, like what fixture jumping out at your best brand to get some goals this weekend?
Well, Pilo, I looking at Stoke Blackburn. Because both sides scoring a lot of goals, both sides conceding a lot of goals. So that for all you know, I could see that being a 3-all or a 3-2 or something. So.
True. And what about you, 2 cents?
Well, of all my picks tonight, in terms of captain and chief pick, the one I feel the most strong about is the game for goals are going to West Brom Tottenham, which means it's going to be nil-nil.
Hey, I have Van der Vaart and Adebayor to score, you know. You can't be blighting that, you know.
I have 0 Tottenham men in my team, so let's go nil-nil.
I really hope you're wrong, boy. I really hope you're wrong. I have two Spurs men myself.
Alright, well, I looking at Chelsea to give a reaction against Wolves and tap them up at home. So I'll go with the Chelsea game for a strong option for goals. You know?
Right.
So I think that is it looking forward. I mean, any teams, 2 cents, any teams with good fixtures in the next like 3 to 5, you think people should be looking at too?
Yeah, I say the last couple of weeks, I say it again, Man U. Swansea, Everton. Yeah, right, but now actually what I'm most looking at in the upcoming weeks, rather than the teams with the good fixtures, I wanna see if Man City playing some big teams gonna affect them. If they're gonna start having draws or maybe some losses, because Man City next couple of games they have Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Yeah.
So I'm more than looking at the teams with the good fixtures. I want to see if, like, because Man City lose to Napoli.
Yeah.
In the Champions League, that might shake them a little bit. You know, worrying if they're gonna qualify for the next stage. So I want to see how they do against the bigger teams in the EPL, because they already trashed my team 6-1. But I want to see what's gonna happen against the other big teams.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because I was telling Best Bran, I watched that Napoli City game today, and it's something similar to the game they lose to Bayern Munich, where I realize when you see the under pressure, the under the gun, or they go down a goal in a tight game, I ain't really seeing that dominant Man City that people, you know, when they get really tested, I ain't think they get a really proper test yet where they fight and grit and come back, you know, so you're going to be interested to see what happened down the road.
Definitely. You know?
Many people feel that, like, Man City just too strong and go and run away with it. But, I mean, I'll give credit where credit due, and this is probably the last time I'll ever do this. But that is what Man U have, you know. They'll be playing mess and they'll still scrape out a 1-1 or a 1-0 or something. So, or you know, when the chips down, you know.
For real.
Never wait this come back. And that is their, to me, that is what differentiate them.
I agree with that.
You know. So, I mean, we'll see.
Don't forget the big fixture this week. Pool and Man City.
Pool and City, yeah. I think that will say a lot.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I mean, Best Brand, thanks for blessing us up on the podcast here, man.
No problem, man. Anytime.
You know, and 2 cents as always.
Yeah.
Big up. I just want to say, you know, I'm position 50 and you position 48. You know, expect to fall back, see a little red arrow by the end of this game week here.
Before we go, just 2 things I want to say. Especially Best Brand do a great job tonight, and also want to shout out JDB and Andre Samuel, who was on before, and also yep. To watch their backs, because we are in the first pitch now when we come in. and the second thing, on a more serious note, I listen to the Trinidad podcast you guys did. I think it was with you and Flex and Football
Supporter. Yeah, Tall Man, yeah.
Yeah, Tall Man. That was a great podcast, and that was a great job by you guys. You know, a little more serious note than we do here, but that was a great job. I just want to mention that.
Yeah, thanks, man. We should have something coming out December, you know. I mean, we wanted to do something, but in the aftermath, I don't think everybody was quite in the mental state, you know. So,
yeah.
So look out for something, hopefully early in the next coming month.
Right.
So, fellas, thanks and good night, you know. All the best in the fantasy.
All right, good night.
Good night, fellas.
All right, big up.